Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
So, focus, the best bit of the night, I think, is like, not that everyone else is in class, but we're here for the live recording of the General Banter podcast. Are we all familiar with the General Banter podcast? Yeah. Fucking happy days. So what I'm going to do, we're going to go fucking mad. We're going to bring on my support acts. one at a time, because they get their own special cheer, because they're both fucking fantastic. So first of all, I'm going to bring on stage the man. He's the prettiest looking man I've ever met in my entire life. He's gorgeous. He's Mr. Colin Guinness, ladies and gentlemen! And we also have a complete fucking troll from Hollywood. His teeth aren't even real, and he's probably got a wee willy. He doesn't. I've seen it. Please give it up for the fantastic Mr. Shane Todd.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. Can you hear that okay?
Hello.
Good. That's good stuff.
Two, 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 two. Check, two, two,
has
check.
It, has anyone one, ever two. Been to one of these before? Yeah? Shite. So... we basically just talk shit for like way too long, and then it just ends badly, and then we all go home and never come back.
Thanks for paying. Mate,
look at this guy, super fun. Oh, he's all right. Okay, sorry. I thought we were just pulling the tits out for the lads. It's a big
it's
show
weirder.
Now.
It's
the,
a t-shirt.
The tits out. The fuck.
I keep a hat on too.
Pull it down a wee bit. Just me joking. You're right.
Huh? No, that's right. He's been here before. Don't fuck with me, sunshine. I'm professional.
There's nothing like crowd work on an audio podcast, but sure. Let's party. It's been very abortion-y tonight. Very abortion-y. A lot of abortion chat.
A lot of abortion chat.
I feel like I've said it too much already.
Couldn't move for abortions.
You couldn't?
My auntie said it to me one time.
She's like, I can't leave for abortions.
Fucking England. Why would you go over there? She can't move for abortions. I was like, what a fucking weird image we walking about, and then someone just looking at the bottom of their shoe. Yeah, fuck, I stunned another one.
Somebody.
We may as well get the awkwardness out of the way. Like, do you know what I mean? It's.
And here's the thing, seriously, to all the politicians that are in this room.
Or listen to the podcast.
Here's the deal, guys. You have to know that some people just love abortions. Can't go a month without them.
That's true. I love the way you said just all the politicians, as if like Martin McGuinness is going to be in Stormont. Like, hold on, Arlene, I'll be here in a wee minute. I'm just listening here to Colin Guinness and his teammates talking about. Apparently, people love abortions. Fuck me. I've never tried them. What do they taste like?
You sound like if Martin McGuinness fucked Pingu there.
Sound like if Martin McGuinness had an abortion.
I got a comment on a video once said I've seen funnier abortions. How many have you seen, bro?
There's two wee girls in Belfast, definitely seen one. You don't read the news? Don't look at me like I'm weird. Right. I'm just telling y'all how it is.
You're part of the problem. Getting wee girls pregnant.
That's it. Flat out getting wee girls. You're all pregnant now because I coughed earlier. Got a guy pregnant one time because I farted in the lift. True story.
On his dick?
No, just in the air tonight.
You laughed, that was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny, fart on his deck. Of course, you can't fart in somebody's deck if his deck's up your ass, Colin, because the air is all pushed up into your belly. Don't be stupid. You fart afterwards, and then ice cream comes out. You back a badger into a corner, he's going to say something weird, right? I'm sorry.
Give yourself the nickname the badger.
Of course.
By the way, if you fart in someone's deck and it's up your ass, the foreskin swells up like a toad's throat, so... And then you get to do a dick fart, which is like seeing a unicorn.
I always thought if you farted in someone's dick when it was up your ass, the fart actually traveled to them and came out their ass.
There's only one way to find out.
Please welcome the fourth guest of the podcast.
Get that top off, it's party.
His ass isn't in his top, silly.
I like a bit of nip play. Fucking hell, that started with I've had material there to talk about. Fuck me. Have you been up that much? You told me the funniest thing I've ever heard involving your dad the other day. She's craning her neck around. This one's a great one. If you're going to crane for anything, crane for this one. Tell me what your dad said to you, because I nearly laughed my bag off.
Trying to remember exactly how it started. It was, that's what it was. So he'd been cooking in the house, but he kept all the doors closed, and he'd been cooking salmon. And I walked into the house, and I said, "What is that smell?" And he said, I've been cooking. And I said, "That's stinking." And my dad says, he got really defensive, and he went, it's not as bad as the end of your knob.
When did your dad find that out?
That was it. That was it.
Was it like when you were a baby and someone's like, "Does that baby's not be any change?" And he just sniffed your dick. Like, someone's like, "Oh no, you smell the other side."
There's nothing more. No one ever sees somebody pulling the nappy out. Like, you're going to get poo in your nose, you fucking weirdo.
Was that on a sharp view cam at Savile's house? Is that what you've seen that? No one knows what a sharp view cam is. Why is that?
Yeah. Savile was like 2 years ago, right?
All right.
So I once got the U Tree thing, Jimmy Savile inquiry, mixed up with the Savile inquiry. Live on stage in Derry. And that's for anyone who doesn't know what's the Bloody Sunday thing. That's, do not fucking mix those up. When you're sitting there going, "I know they were young, but they probably deserved it." And then.
Oh, sorry, we'll edit that. We'll edit that.
I'm fucking ashamed of myself there. I'm sorry. That's why I'm not on the radio.
When was the last time you gigged in Derry / Londonderry?
I'm gigging on tomorrow night. It's going to be interesting. Please put the podcast out on Friday. Would you just leave that a couple of days?
You're going to have to start doing gigs in like a bulletproof Pope movie.
I've done one of them. I've gigged everywhere, man.
Have you?
Yeah, just me and the Pope. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Told him a few jokes. Give him 30 pieces of silver. And a hand job.
Sucked his neck and bounced?
Yeah. That was it.
Quality.
The good Pope, like the old one. He couldn't fight back anyway, but...
But he could push back?
He couldn't even. He's not. You just like, "Oh." I just gave him a wee tug before I sent him to heaven. Just, "There you are." "There you go, JP. JP too. Just to let you know what the crack is. Just so you understand." The other one came in, the Nazi one. Didn't want to go near him. Fuck that. Yeah. Yuck.
We're 8 minutes in. We've covered a lot.
Although, and so far, I've wanked the Pope and took it up the ass and aborted a baby. Can we please cut this out and let me just do my jokes?
Yeah. What does your dick really smell like?
Aborted babies! Sorry.
Caca! Here. You
cinnamon?
Tell us, you're the only one with good stories. The minute Shane told me a story about a confusion with his next door neighbour. What happened to your next door neighbour? I'll not spoil it. Tell a story. Because it's funny. No pressure. Go ahead.
So, last week it was a nice day, and I decided to work out in the garden for the benefit of my neighbours. I just to inspire people. So I live.
Inspiration.
Don't be sly. But out the back of my dad's house, it's like there's fields out the back, so the garden continues, and then there's like a bit of. Trees and cover, so I was like, "I'll just go in there and nobody'll see me." So, this is to work out, remember? So,
I'm just bench pressing a shrubbery here, don't judge me.
So, I was just like, just benching 200, whatever. No, I was just
200 fakes.
I was just doing a bit of a workout, and then I thought, "Oh, it'd be good to do like chins, right?" This guy knows what I'm talking about, so I was like, "I'll do some chins." So, I couldn't find like a branch to do it on, so I don't know what I was thinking, right? It was just a nice day, I wanted to be outside, so I went into the shed and I got like a big yellow rope that my dad uses to tow cars just to prove his masculinity, right? And
Did he do it with his bare hands?
So I got this big rope, took it up to the back of the garden. I was like, obviously didn't want anyone to see me. I'd never done this before, so I was trying to throw the rope over a big branch. And it wasn't going, so it took me ages to do it. And then I kept hearing, like, this neighbour who lives, like, three doors away, I don't really speak to them that much. And I kept hearing her, like, clattering around in her garden. I was like, "Why is she making so much noise? That's weird." So I kept trying to throw the rope over the branch. Eventually it got it over. And I was like, oh, that's good. And I started to like pull on it just to make sure it was safe enough and I could take my 6 stone of mass. And when I was satisfied that I could, I looked out just to make sure like there was nobody around and started to do some pull-ups. And then I heard this neighbor like right behind me, like she just appeared from her garden and she was really panicked and she went, Shane, how's your dad? And I was like, I never speak to her. She's never asked me about my dad. And then I realized she definitely thought I was trying to kill myself. most definitely thought I was trying to kill myself. Because like for 20 minutes I was sweating trying to throw this rope over a tree. And then she was kind of half making it look like she was supposed to be there anyway. She's just sort of slowly walking off. So I just tried to like walk away and turn my back on her and started just doing some sit-ups, right? And then when she was walking away, she just did a really loud fart. And then
she did.
Yeah, she and then
it's a very traumatizing day for her.
And then just nobody knew what to say, so that was it.
It was like a sigh of relief from her arsehole. Thank God for them.
Shane had stayed out when if that rope doesn't kill you, that fucking would. That happens to me all the time. My mom fucking thinks I'm going to kill myself every time I have a bath. She's going, I'm not smelly. She's like, he's put the immersion on again. Go and talk to him. He's been listening to the fucking Stained again. I'm on the ass.
Just 2.5 cups of water and
that's me.
18 paracetamol.
Just let the fucking Just let all the rest of the water spill out. thanks for calling me fat. Now, Colin, I might actually kill myself now. You still got that rope, Shane? Because Colin thinks I'm fat. Colin thinks I'm fat.
I have to bath one limb at a time. Just one leg, turn it over. It's a cooking of ham. I told you this before. I got a GoPro and straight away found out it was waterproof, took it in the bath, filmed my own dick. So tell your friends that.
Took it in the bath to find your own dick. GoPro on a selfie stick. There's it there. That's right. I've got that fun. I have to get one of them things it's that like cops have for like checking for drugs on their cars.
Just to wash your taint.
No, it's a German Shepherd. That joke only happened in my head. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Your dick in the bath with a GoPro looks like, do you ever see like one of those BBC shows where they have a camera in a thing that looks like a rock?
Yeah.
And an aardvark will come over like doesn't know that it's a camera. Lift its leg, pish on it and leave. It's disgusting.
And here we see the male penis.
Me and Mickey had an absolute marathon of RuPaul's Drag Race the other day, didn't we?
I'm addicted to that fucking thing. I love it. I fucking love it. It's just, don't fuck it up. I won't, RuPaul. Don't you worry about it. I am fucking ready to rock. I just shared the fucking the whole way back. Ma! I love it.
Is anyone a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't even really. What is? I don't know what the concept of the show is.
Right.
It's a bunch of dudes. No, it's not. They're all drag queens, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful... Like, I didn't know how much science there was behind it. Like, I always knew they tucked their willy up their bum, right? But then when you hear them talking about it, and like the amount of... Jesus, and one of them had a big...
Here, send me that ringtone.
Fucking... Fuck, it's RuPaul going as he's talking shit again. I had to put down 2 minutes, kick his fucking...
Lip-sync for your life, mate, quick!
Send us that ringtone with us, your Bluetooth on, is it? That's fucking... You're one of them weirdos that your ringtone is like your favourite song. So what you do is on a quiet night, ring yourself off the house and then just fucking jam. I can't wait after sex to get this party started.
Unreal. What do you think your drag name would be?
Mine? Yeah. Is there not a formula for your drag name? Is that like, I know my porno name is Trixie McGill. It's your first pet and your ma's maiden name. I know.
Jesus Christ.
Trixie McGill sounds like somebody who sells cheap fags. Go down to Trixie, get us 2 singles. They walk in, I'm all bounce, chicka, wow, wow. You looking fags again, aye, Jared? Hold on to sock these two boys off already in 2 seconds. Two fags in a toilet roll, no sweat, me man.
Is that some night in it?
I give myself a headache, mime and sucking dicker. Weird.
Flashbacks.
You girls are heroes for plenty's. That happens all the time. Just don't do it. Just say no.
That's why it's got job in the title, Mick. It's work.
I'm so slutty, I call it a blow hobby.
Yeah. I could just see an ad for that at Christmas as like a kid's toy.
A blow hobby. Yeah,
it's like your mouth bored?
It's like
get a blow hobby.
It's a space hobby with only one handle.
Yeah.
I felt sick off that one. Yeah.
What, after using it?
Only because you used it first.
Right? Yeah! With my butt. Do you know I had a I had a whole list of jokes here in case no one said anything funny. And there's some of them are well racist, so I don't know whether...
Do you know what we could do with that after the shit we've been talking?
Well, let me lighten the mood. Mm. These are sick jokes brought to you by Google. I called that rape advice line earlier today. Unfortunately, it's only for victims.
That's rough.
I said Google, my ma text me that, but... What can you do, eh? What other shit was I? I had something that I wanted to talk about. No, it didn't. Oh, I was going to talk about the Peru girl, but have you any opinions on her? She fairly shaped up quick, didn't she?
I haven't seen anything about it. She deserves to be in jail the rest of her life. Like, my thing about it is, right, if you're going to be smuggling drugs into Peru, right, don't do it in porridge. Like, that's how culty that cunt is. Like, that's a Tyrone. Do you know what I mean? That's, tell you what you need over in Peru is a good fucking warm breakfast.
We'd find you out there. We'd find you.
They'll have no fucking idea that I've got drugs in this Quaker Oats. I'm telling you, sir. They will not have a clue. I'll just walk all through customs, no, in my parka jacket and my fucking scarf. And they're not bought an eyelid, just me standing there with Quaker Oats, my skis, my fucking four huskies, and a protein bar in case I get stuck. Fucking aged, like, Jesus Christ. What happened to the other one? Is the other one out? Machine.
Nah, no one gives a fuck.
Because there was two. They were called the
fuck her.
They were called the Peru too. Like, what happened to the other one? Just don't know. Just no one ever. Typical Northern Ireland. We don't give a fuck about anybody ourselves. Peru wee girl's probably still in there with that bun stuck up her nose. You all thought I wasn't going to say nose, didn't you? You thought I was going to say bum, but I didn't.
Still getting through that porridge.
I'm steaming.
To this day.
I put up just some shit tweet about the Michaela McCollum thing. And like to whatever night the interview was on, and then about an hour before this gig, this woman from America was like, you know, a mentalist with like 8 followers, sent me a photo back and said, foreign jails are actually quite scary, and it was literally just a photo of like, I presume her, like in a jail from like a long time ago. That's like, all right,
but not for Michaela McCollum would be fine. Like the rest of them all be like. You know, making fucking ice picks out of toothbrushes. She with her with a camogie bat. I'm with her at 2 matches. Come on, the fuck. Over the bar.
Did you ever play a bit of hurling, no?
No.
That's my favourite question for anyone.
No,
we
went to a real shit school. They were going to let us play hurling one day, and they had loads of bats, and they'd only one ball, which I believe is called a slither. And... They had a helmet as well, which I believe is called a helmet. It was a German helmet. And that means Willy. Sorry, right?
No, but does it?
Are you a German helmet? You're the head of your dick. Are you a German helmet?
German helmet?
You ever see a German's helmet in World War II?
Yeah.
Right, go home, look at your dick. Seriously. Trust me.
German helmet, though?
I can't watch Saving Private Ryan without going, Schindler's Lift, near past myself. Schindler's Lift.
Lift.
Schindler's Lift. Remember we seen a Schindler's Lift?
Yeah, there's a brand of lifts called Schindler.
Fucking genius. It's a really good lift as well. Like, you can go in, no problem, but getting out, tricky.
That's disgusting.
What's the difference between a Jew and a Boy Scout?
Oh, fuck.
Boy Scouts come home from camp.
Because Jewish summer camp is a lot of fun. They don't want to come home. I have to go home and talk to my mother. Is that Yiddish? Is that racist? I don't know. I don't really know what happened, right? I was trying to back off the fact that joke was a bit weird. I made it worse. I don't understand.
German helmet. I'm going to use that from now on, though. I've never heard German helmet. I've heard purple helmet, warhead, you know, other stuff my dad said, but I can't.
That's only because your dad doesn't speak German the way I do. Mine's Helmut.
What about that message thing?
Yeah.
I sent you a link, didn't I? That
you sent me a link? On what?
Yeah, to show you that there's the unfiltered messages thing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Do you have any with you? As you know, Facebook, they probably didn't release this. Someone found out that there's a whole folder of like messages that are filtered. You know, and how many people do you have on Facebook? Like 1,000 million?
I cut it down.
100 million?
Yeah.
But what they're basically, there's a lot of mentalists out there, and I saved some of my messages. Did you save any?
Yeah.
Read me one out. This is great. Yours might be funny. Mine are very, very, very sad. Like some real deep shit. Like, would you please do a gig for suicide prevention? And according to them, I just didn't even read it. So, fuck them. Have you got one there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Michaela McCollum, do you like Quaker Oats? No. Right. This is a lot of them were for like gigs. You know what I mean? Like, will you?
Yeah,
come
I got
and
a
do,
few. I got a few gigs.
Will you
ones
come
too.
And do a bit at this, mate?
Do a wee turn, mate. Yeah. Fucking,
I got one that said, "Do you fancy coming doing a gig in a kitchen, Dungannon?" Me,
oh,
you,
yes,
20.
Mate.
Me, you, 25 people.
Yeah.
In a kitchen.
No. I wasn't a filter when
is
I actually
got
that
Chinese out. That's beside the vets?
That's in Lurgan, you racist.
What'd you say?
Dungannon.
Oh, that's a whole other shithole, carry on.
Right, so they're pretty much all gigs, but this one caught my eye. It's from Patrick Craven.
Don't read his name out, Jesus Christ.
Nah, he's not, he's American, right?
Ah, right.
Parent meeting and equipment issue for football is Sunday night at 7. Hope to see you there. You can do it. I promise you'll love it. He's like an American headmaster that sent me this by mistake.
Oh my God.
You can do it. I promise you'll love it. Parent meeting and I don't know any children. An equipment issue for football Sunday night. I like a game of five-a-side that much. I was nearly going to text them back. I'd be like,
yeah, is it Moldies or Studs, mate? Yeah.
I got one here. It's probably the probably the saddest thing anyone's ever read out loud. Said, Mickey, I delivered you a pizza the other night. Can you send me the photo we took on your front door? need to get a good laugh and show my wee brother, by the way, nice pajamas.
I can't imagine what it, you opened the door. Oh, what are you saying when you open that door? Like?
Just my pink top that says princess across my tits and no bottoms.
Juicy across your front. They're funny. Some of mine are just sad. Can you do more blowjob videos? Hey, do you need guest list for Thompson's this week? She's selling, like, do you want me to get milk at the shop? Yeah. Do you need any Thompson's this week?
I go to Thompson's.
You're VIP, you have to pay, and you're just standing behind a fucking piece of string. But
you go to Thompson's that much, you don't need guest list, though? You're straight in, though?
I've never been. But
I know.
I've been Thompson. A few times. I get asked for drugs every time I go in there. Do you have ease, mate? It's not 1991, dickhead. Take some heroin, you fucking fuck.
We went to Thompson's once for my mate's 30th, because rock and roll, right? And he was still single at the time, so I was like, I'll be your wingman, dude. I'll fucking try and get a woman to, you know. So I walked up to this girl. She was really good looking, and I was hammered, because you can't go to Thompson's sober. And I tried to say, you're so good looking, it's retarded. And I, right? But instead I went, you look retarded when you go, my mate. Had to leave Thompson's. Like, I'm the only man to ever get kicked out of Thompson's.
This is clearly the wrong contact, but this message is from a guy called Johnny. It just says, 10 Mayfair Dark and a bottle of Lucozade out of the shop, please. you'll appreciate this one. Is Bartlett really Brendan Rodgers moonlighting? That's a niche football joke.
It's all right.
There's been a rumour going around that I look like Brendan Rodgers, the former Liverpool manager. Exactly. Have you seen him? He's 52. Don't look like him at all. Look like Brage Rogers, the former Sinn Féin concert. Roger Rabbit. I couldn't think of any other. Buck Rogers. No. They're getting older and older. What? Who am I?
Let me skim through two of these. Some of these.
And then read the messages. No, I mean.
This is a complete rot. Like, imagine you were this girl. Hi, Colin, it's Sam. I just tried your door there, but no reply. Just wanted to check Anne Jane got her purse. Was passing this morning early and saw the purse. It's a Whistles one. I don't know what that means. And presumed it was Anne Jane's. I put it through the letterbox. Hope that's okay. Cheers, Sam.
It actually says, P.S., can you get Mickey to send me that photo of that time I delivered the pizza to?
This is an elaborate plan to get that photo. Put it back in the bag. Put it in the box. Put it in the sea. I've got a long one here, and
do it.
I don't. It's like an aardvark's dick. I'll read it out. I don't want. I feel bad because this is probably quite genuine, but it's from 2014, which we all know doesn't exist anymore. So, I just want. Just picture this guy was like saying this to you. Right? He goes. How are you, man? Myself and a friend are watching your YouTube videos and they cured many a hangover. Blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, my friend is going to London working next month and as his best mate, I'm responsible for his going away party. I should learn how to read before I start. As a surprise, I said I'd try to get in touch with you to see if you could arrange something for us to meet you because we think your stuff is legendary. Presumably, you're from up north, so we're wondering if we went up your neck of the woods and meet you for a night out on the town. Obviously, drinks are on us, and we'd arrange a few quid for your troubles. This is a sincere message, and I'd appreciate a reply.
Chris at makeawishfoundation.com.
My friend went to London, never came back. Ignorant bastard. I feel terrible, but can you imagine? I was like, no sweat, mate, no sweat. Yeah. Just turned up, and all, where's these pints, chum? Where's these pints? I didn't bring a wallet, sorry. Oh, give us some crack, man. It's a tenner each, dickheads. Let's get this party started.
Now, who wants what? Me suck you, you suck me.
Well, they all Korean? All right.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
That's crazy with the fucking messages. Do you want another joke for the meantime? Did you hear about the lookalike competition in China? Everybody won. Racism! That's Google for you.
Dirty racism.
We have a section that we normally do in these, which is like a talk your way out of it. Do you have any talk your way out of it?
Do mine first, because I don't normally get one.
All right. What we do is you come up with some crazy situation. You kind of have to explain your way out of it. It's not my idea. Stole it. Okay. So you've done some good ones in the past that mainly all involved little boys' penises. So we'll jump in here. Don't want to keep you all night. Here's the situation, right? As a you had Crohn's disease once, didn't you?
Still have it, mate. Cheers.
Nah, fuck up.
It's quite literally incurable, so. Thank you.
It's not real. So, you knew what that was like at its worst, yeah? So imagine you had the worst Crohn's ever, but for some reason, you had Uber Crohn's, right? And it was just, you couldn't eat anything at all. Couldn't eat anything. And you're fucking, you were just aching, you're falling apart, you're just withering away, right? You call around to your mate's house, and he's there with his mum. You know, his mum just had a baby, whatever. He's like, I have to leave my mum to this appointment. Help yourself, make tea or whatever. So she leaves, and you're just flicking through the TV, right? And you go, oh, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea. I can only deal with fluids, really, right? So you go to the fridge, and you make a cup of tea, right? And you go, no milk. And then there's milk in like a weird sippy cup thing. And you put it in your tea, and you sit down, and you're watching like Loose Women, and you take a sip of it, and like immediately it's like magic potion. You're like, oh my god, I feel really good. And you just take another sip, and you're like, I have no pain. I'm actually hungry now. My whole body feels great. And then, I take another sip, and you're like, I literally feel like I could run through a wall here. I feel amazing. And you're like, what was in that tea? And then because the appointment they were going to, they were taking the baby that they just had to the doctors, right? And the only milk that was in the fridge was, of course, breast milk, right? And you've poured that in to your tea, and you feel like Superman. Yeah. How do you tell your mate that the only thing makes you feel good is his ma's tit milk? Talk about it.
That's not as weird as what happens at the minute, which is I can't drink normal milk. So to put it this way, last Sunday we went down to my auntie's house and my mum brought me, like, she's like, I don't want to have you feeling left out. I would have taken feeling left out over what she did. She got, she couldn't have just like brought a carton of coconut milk, which is the milk I drink, right? She got, for some reason, a Ribena carton that had been opened, right? Empty Ribena carton. Filtered in somehow a wee bit of coconut milk, masking taped it up. And brought it to my auntie, so he's being like, he's normal, he's normal. So I'd take the tit milk, I think it'd be fairly normal over what in reality happens. But thanks for that.
That is less embarrassing than just yanking out of someone's tit, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like you're piping icing onto a cake, just... You ever tasted breast milk?
Not somebody else's, no.
Can you just squirt it up in the air into your mouth like a Las Vegas fountain?
Pretty much, yeah. Definitely. If I ever run out of milk and I need it from a cornflakes, just take my top off and just purse the twins together. Batman and Robin, I call them.
I wonder if you are pregnant and like shake your tits really violently, can you make a cappuccino?
I'm told there's a new thing now where babies look at the sippy cup and just drew a leaf in it, right enough.
What are you going to say?
Okay, Colin.
Oh, you've got... All right, okay, here we go.
Colin.
Yes.
You're masturbating your penis. You're 15. You ejaculate semen, in brackets, off-white. Literally, at the moment, right, you're in bed, covers up. Yeah. It's middle of the night. Your mum runs into your room, and she says, Colin, we need to leave right now. And she's crying, and she goes, get up, please. Like, literally the second you've ejaculated. She goes, please. She goes... You know, I need that operation on the food, and we can't afford it. But you'll not believe this. Right now, for 1 minute only, the ice cream man is dishing out Deodora boot bags full of £50 notes in the street. Colin, you have to get up now and save my food. Colin, save my food, son. Get up. Please, Colin.
I'm so fat I come back with $2.99s and a root still. Where's the money, huh? Ah, fuck.
Here, man, it's like a screwball in your toe.
Did you not get the boot bag and it's just hanging over your dick? Like a foot? I haven't heard the phrase boot bag in about 15 years. Do you still use a boot bag?
Can do, yeah.
Can do. It's like riding a bike, mate. Put your boots in once. Do it a million times.
Mickey.
Yes, sir.
You borrow your dad's car to go to a gig.
Sweet.
On the way, relevant to what you were saying tonight, on the way there, the cops pull you over. They ask you to open the boot.
Right.
And they and you, like, look in the boot. You know, you haven't checked it before you leave the house. Sweet. And you just see a load of, like, S&M gear. Like, the boot is filled to the brim. And they go, Mr. Bartlett, we'll give you a second to make a phone call if you want, right, or whatever. Maybe to phone a lawyer. But you phone your dad, and he goes, protect my stash, Michael. And then the policeman, he goes, like, why do you have it? And then you root around a wee. They root around a wee bit more, and they find a dead badger in the boot too, with lipstick on and wee pants. And the policeman goes, what's all this about?
Right. I go, right, the wee ones are £20. If you want the badger to join, then you're going to have to let me start the engine again. And I just go, I won't tell anybody, you boys won't. And then I go, by the way, I never mix up the Savile Inquiry with Jimmy's app. Especially when you've got some of this gear on you. And they'll go, can I see your license and registration, please, sir? And I'll go, yeah, no problem. They go, what's your name? I go, Trixie McGill. Do you want a couple of fags?
Trixie McGill. Have you ever been arrested?
Aye.
Okay.
Yep.
What happened?
What happened was, right, I'd had 2 pints at a bar one night, right? And then I went home and was giving someone a lift home about 6 hours later. I thought it was about 3 hours later. And the police pulled me over and they were like, have you been drinking? And my brain was going, tell him to go fuck himself, Mick. Tell him to tell him to fuck off. Tell him fucking up the rail. And I went, yes, officer, I have been drinking. And
I remember this.
Yeah, and then he was like,
no, but. Nah.
And but so they're like, they breathalyze me. They're like, okay, you're not really over the limit. You're kind of over the limit. We're gonna have to arrest you. And I was like, okay, fucking. My brain's still going. Time to go fuck himself. Fuck on, time
to. Sorry, no policeman's ever said you're kind of over the limit.
That's here. It was in Lurgan.
In
the
Lurgan.
It's really what
no equipment at all. Just breathe in my mouth, Mac. He's blocked as fuck. Weird spot.
Yep. But it's weird when you get rid of, like, when they read you your rights, because like you're trying to join in.
You had to go to the police station, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was about to tell the story. That's what happens. All right. The policeman, so he's like, he was sitting there and he was like, you know, the thing is, he goes, right, you have the right to, and your brain's going, Sarah Main Senate, you know this, but you've seen this in the bill. You're fucking. And then, so they arrested me, brought me to the Lurgan police station, and I had to take off my shoes and, like, my belt. And in case I tried, apparently you might try to kill yourself in a cell. Like, I don't know why you'd fucking beat yourself to death with a shoe, right? And then. And then I had to empty my pockets. The worst thing, I had to empty my pockets, and the only things I had in my pockets were four receipts and a condom, right? So they breathalyzed me in this big giant machine. Turns out it wasn't over the limit, and then I got all cocky. And I'm all like, fucking, I think you'll find there's four receipts, dickhead. Ma. Like, and then one of them, they would bring me back to my mum and dad's house, and he went, did I see you on a TV show called Find Me the Funny? I was like, you fucking did, mate. Like, he's a big fan, the front seat, turns out. Just shows you comedy pays, guys. Stay in school.
Four receipts for a single con, that's a lot. That's
I like to buy my receipts in bulk.
Yeah. Is that so you can bring it back?
Worst thing was, all the receipts are for like Rubina and sweets. I was like, if they look through that, I look like the worst but most hygienic pedophile in the world. Two Rubinas, a Boost Bar and a Joe Bag, please, sir.
You can buy singles in Lurgan.
Is that like Trixie?
All right. Trixie McGill. I was thinking of, what about this for a drag name? Anya Balls.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Fist and Slater.
Fist and Slater. That's good.
Jane Lingus. That don't work.
I'm going to have to think one before the end of this podcast. You talk away, I'll be over here.
Let's think of a drag name for Mickey. Do you have a drag name?
Don't think so. Not yet. Might get into it.
It's a bad time to put someone on the spot when there's a crowd full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What sounds like a girl's name, but also really sexual? Rachel McBuckins. Take your time, Mac. No pressure.
I have a wet one.
That's good. That would do. We should have moved on.
Yeah, we'll just move on.
Probably about time to wrap this up. There are some questions off Facebook. Will we read out their names, embarrassing them?
Yep.
Nah, I won't. I don't even know how to say that.
It's Warren.
It's Grania, you fucking sectarian bastard. That was it.
Grania said...
Colin's like, how did my granny get Facebook?
Granny Donnelly? What? Be weird if it was your granny and the question is legitimately, do you touch yourself whilst making the podcast? What's the... You don't have a podcast. Do you have a podcast? Have you ever done something weird doing a podcast?
No.
I took a full shite. No one ever knew one time. I was like, yeah, so I was just sitting the other day straight in. I clunk. See you later.
In fairness, I knew I was holding the GoPro.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Colin. This is weird.
Wait till that GoPro 4 comes out with smell-o-vision. You'll fucking die. This is one of these things where I've decided to do questions at the end, and it's a, oh my God, is it embarrassing. Would you rather get, would you rather get caught by your dad bucking your dog, or caught by your dog bucking your dad?
I don't have a dog. Somebody phone my fucking dad.
Just imagine the dog.
The dog would judge him.
Oh my God. You are the nightmare.
Imagine the dog did that with his paws.
Just like that. Oh my God.
That is rough. That's disgusting. Excuse me while I lick my balls. I'd be all, Dad, stop it. I'm trying to buck the dog.
Absolutely disgusting.
Bucking your dad, loving it. Dog comes in, licks your butthole. Do you finish?
Probably out of fright. I'm a photo finish type of guy.
I don't even know what this means. These questions are... Oh, domestic going on over there.
That's all right, it's only my girlfriend, my sister, and all her mates. Shut the fuck up. Daddy's at work.
Which one? All right, okay. If Lavery's is burning down, and this is obviously directed at me, so I'm going to hide this. If Lavery's is burning
down... Don't read it out, then.
If Lavery's is burning down and you could only save Mickey or Shane Todd, who would you save?
I'll save myself. Just give me a rope and I'll fire it over the top of the building. And just parachute my way out. Not a bother. Not a bother.
I bet I'd have to phone some sort of removal company to get you out.
I'd
stick him in my sock.
You'd all run out because of the fire. I'd be here mine sweeping. Like, mine.
Some wee girls passed out with carbon monoxide poisoning.
Are you sleeping, pet?
I turn up outside all black with a cold sore. Steaming.
Just completely covered in sweat, all wet around your mouth. All right, guys.
Try and drive home, get arrested all over again. But I swear I can explain.
Was this
one true?
This one here?
Yeah. Is that true?
Alex Johnson? Yeah.
Or Serge from Kasabian, is he also?
Not doing so good these days.
No.
I just got a taxi driven by your uncle, of all people. When he found out I was going to see you tonight, he told me to call you a very rude word if I got speaking to you.
Is your uncle taxi? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Right. Tell me the baldy cunt! He's also a baldy cunt. So.
4:50, mate. Baldy cunt.
Yeah, there's nothing like getting a bit of rapport with the taxi driver. He's like, that's good stuff. Good luck with your life, mate. And all 1850 around here. Fucking eight. Jesus. All these questions are terrible. Let's end on something bright, okay?
Yeah.
What did you make of the flag situation?
I don't know.
Still going, is it?
I think so, yeah. There's still the protest camp.
They could change it every day and I wouldn't give a fuck.
What flag did you... Like you a flag flag? Like a flag?
With
is that still happening?
I don't know.
Fuck's sake. Jesus fucking Christ. ISIS are blowing up airports. Yeah. What about the fucking city hall? But more importantly, fucking... Something that happened before I was even born is very fucking upset whenever it's not there no more. No, man. They fucking... Hey, my great-granda fucking fell off a chimney in the song and I fucking... for that fucking flag... And then I watched Blackadder season 3. See, I bet at the end, we all go over the wall. I fucking broke my heart, mate. And the fucking flag. Pew, 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 pow, pow, pow. Fuck Brussels, what about our flag? Fucking who gives a fuck about Uyghurs not being able to get an abortion when there's a fucking imperialist fucking flag flapping that I fucking have nothing to do with? Go fuck yourself. Bartlett for president. Woo! Let's fucking burn this place down to fuck, come on. Fill that beer bottle full of petrol or launder diesel, I will fucking... Sorry guys, I really got upset about that. I was not normally like it. I'm actually all for the flag, I think it's beautiful. The way the green and the orange are split up with the white.
That scared me a bit. I'm going to have to cancel my order of Union Jack Reebok Classics. Fuck that. Scundered. That's probably a good time to end it, guys. Thanks for coming out anyway. We'll not keep us any longer. Give it for Mickey, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And Shane Todd. I'm going to awkwardly turn the sound off.
Release the doves.